Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Final hour on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. You better, you bet, BetQL Audio Network. Appreciate all our listeners nationwide. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. 1430 AM, the bet in Denver. KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles. 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We have a lot to do in this, the final hour of the show. Really excited to be here with you. Adrian Dater coming up in the next segment to tell us about NHL trade deadline day, what we've learned, how it affects Stanley Cup futures, all sorts of good stuff. NFL draft prop market. We'll give you an update on that in the final segment of the show. But right now, we're going to talk some soccer, some Champions League, with the guy that I think is unquestionably the best soccer journalist in the United States of America. That is our friend here on You Better You Bet, Grant Wall, who has an outstanding podcast, Football with Grant Wall, featuring an interview with Daryl DK, the American sensation, who's absolutely tearing it up right now in the English Championship, the league below, the English Premier League in England. For Barnsley over there, these interviews that Grant does are absolutely fantastic. If you're a soccer fan, please be sure to check out Football with our guy, Grant Wall. He is also on Twitter at Grant Wall. Grant, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming back on the show. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Monday. How are you feeling, my man? Feel like optimism's in the air, just generally? And we got Champions League back in our lives coming up on Tuesday.
It's a good time of the year for soccer. I mean, so many big games going on right now with UEFA Champions League, getting into the really big games of the year, coming off El Clasico over the weekend, lots of great Premier League games, and just so much good soccer right now.
And Grant, let's start with what was, I think, clearly like the best match of the last kind of match day that we had. Nick and I were doing the show, and Nick is kind of live watching Bayern and PSG leg one while we're doing the show. And the number of kind of like oohs and ahs, and, you know, we're in the middle of a segment about baseball, and he's like, "You're not going to believe what just happened."
I think there's a chance, and I'll let Ken continue his question here, but I think there's a chance it's the greatest, at least that I've ever seen, the greatest Champions League quarterfinal game that I've ever seen. Just up and down action was crazy. Ken.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so, Grant, obviously, if you agree with Nick, I would love for you to say that.
Kind of first leg, at least, first, barring a second leg comeback. Yeah.
And so you know, obviously, your impressions of the first leg and kind of clearly like kind of a historically great matchup that we had, and then also kind of your thoughts to leg two here. Seems like PSG obviously at home, kind of with a tremendous advantage, having won the first leg 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, PSG really impressive in the first game, coming out 3-2 ahead from Munich. And Bayern is the defending champion, the favorite to win this Champions League. And they're missing Robert Lewandowski, their top striker, probably the best striker in the world. And that's a big loss. But I still thought coming into that first leg that Bayern just has this mentality inside that team that they seem to sort of make up for losses like this on the regular. And they didn't so much in this game, even though they fought in the first leg. You know, PSG goes out to a 2-0 lead. Kylian Mbappe doing his thing. Neymar playing well in the snow in Bayern last week. But Bayern got back into it. And this one is fascinating on the return leg here. I don't actually know if PSG has that much of a home advantage, because obviously there's going to be nobody in the stands in Paris. But also, too, I mean, I think PSG is capable of turning this or of maintaining the lead. But of all the four quarterfinals that could be turned around, I think this is the most likely to be turned around, because it's Bayern, because these guys have been in situations, big games before, where they always seem to perform well. I think the draw is a little crazy with Champions League. It's an open draw for the quarterfinals. And PSG and Bayern, to me, are two of the three best teams in Europe. So the fact they're playing each other at the quarterfinals is a little bit crazy, but that's what they're having to deal with here. And this would be huge for PSG if they could eliminate the defending champions. For PSG, all this money has gone into them winning the Champions League. You know, the Qatari money is not about winning the French league. It's about winning the big one. They haven't done it yet. They got to the final last year, lost to Bayern. And this is a real opportunity for PSG.
Oh, and oh, by the way, the winner of this matchup in the semifinals, guess who you get to take on in all likelihood? Manchester City. So, yeah, so the draw definitely favorable on the other side, and we'll get to those games coming up momentarily. But, Grant, I do want to ask you about the total in this game with Bayern and PSG, currently sitting at 3.5, and my guess is if you think the Bayern's going to be able to come back and maybe advance, and I know you said, like, if you think that they're the most likely to kind of overturn it here, it would seem to indicate that maybe we'll see a lot of goals scored here. You know, we certainly saw that happen in the first leg. So if you had to go one way or another, what does your sense tell you here? Will we see four goals or more, or three goals or less, Bayern and PSG on Tuesday?
I'm thinking four or more here. I really think this could be as wide open as the first game was. And, you know, Bayern Munich's fantastic, but they've had lots of games this year, even against subpar opposition in the German Bundesliga, where they've given up 1-2, sometimes even 3 goals, and they found a way to win those games. But it's not like Bayern's defending has been that great this season. They just seemingly find ways to win. So I'm expecting a lot of goals again.
Grant, let's move on to, I know, Nick's favorite team, basically Chelsea. He has a future on them to win the Champions League, which is, I feel like, improved every single week, and with every single match, Chelsea becomes more likely to win. The draw, obviously, was one of the primary reasons why Nick made the bet in the first place, and we see the draw in play here. You mentioned Bayern and PSG have to play already, maybe two of the best teams in the tournament. And it's Chelsea gets Porto, which is, you know, Chelsea wins the first leg 2-0. They're -120 favorite at you know, basically to in a neutral site game, I believe, in leg two. What do you kind of make of, is this a case of Chelsea just kind of outclassing Porto and this is a done deal? Or do you think this is a chance to be dramatic?
You never know in Champions League. I do feel like of the four quarterfinal return legs, that this one is Chelsea's to finish off. You know, this was the one quarterfinal in which there was not an away goal scored last week. Porto didn't do it. Chelsea got the two goals they needed. And I feel like under Thomas Tuchel, Chelsea is just so much more sound defensively than they were under Frank Lampard. They had that one aberration against West Brom when they were playing with 10 men. But other than that, Chelsea's defending has been terrific. And I expect that to continue here. It is kind of ridiculous to talk about away goals when both legs of this Chelsea-Porto tie are taking place in Sevilla. But that's the way that UEFA has kept it. They've kept the away goal rule. I just feel like Chelsea is in control here. I would be stunned if they lost control of this.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Monday. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley joined by the great Grant Wall. Football with Grant Wall. Check out his podcast. A great interview with Daryl DK up now. And Grant also contributes for Sports Illustrated. But check out the podcast, obviously, Football with Grant Wall. Grant, let's move to Wednesday's slate here. And Manchester City and Borussia Dortmund. So the total in this game is high. currently at 3.5. Obviously, you get that when you have Erling Haaland on one side and then of all of Manchester City's guns, obviously, on the other. City kind of winning a controversial first leg 2-1. Some questionable officiating in that game, but as such, the Citizens now look poised to advance to the Champions League semifinals. Are we going to see any drama here with City and Dortmund? City is the favorite, minus 160 on the road. Dortmund plus 385 to win, draw plus 320, and that total sitting at 3.5.
You know, I still think City's going to advance here, but I'll tell you what, I was surprised with how well Dortmund played that opening leg last week in Manchester and almost got out of that at 1-1 with Marco Reus getting the late equalizer. You mentioned the officiating not good in that game last week where it seemed like Jude Bellingham scored a good goal for Dortmund that was overruled. I think City's going to advance here, but like City had a weird one over the weekend where they lost at home to Leeds just by dominating the game. Pep Guardiola does have this tendency over the years in big Champions League games to sort of overthink his lineup decisions. So I'm not going to totally rule out Dortmund here, especially considering they got the away goal in the first leg. I don't think Dortmund's had a good season. I mean, defensively, they've been kind of a mess. They have a lame duck coach. They're in a situation in the Bundesliga where they're likely not to qualify for Champions League next season, which means they may not keep Haaland. I almost think Dortmund's best chance of qualifying for Champions League next season is to win this Champions League tournament. This is fascinating to me. I still think City's going to advance, but there is a chance for some drama here.
It's funny because you hear the hesitation in Grant's voice, which I think is justified when he gives the explanation. And then you look at the betting market and obviously Man City being Man City. And I think the pre-series expectation was that they would roll. So they're minus 162 favorite. It's so interesting. It's like, well, it actually could be maybe more dramatic than the market kind of indicates. I think that's kind of fascinating. Grant, the one result that I would say, I know surprised Nick a lot, was Liverpool kind of flat in the first leg. I think a hotly contested first leg was anticipated. Real Madrid wins 3-1 in leg one. Now we return to Liverpool. They're obviously favored, but it's obviously, you know, it's not enough just to win. They do get the away goal. So 2-0 is good enough. 2-0 and they'll advance with the away goal in the first leg. Do you kind of like Liverpool to kind of get this thing done and maybe move on?
I don't. I like Real Madrid. They've had a fantastic week. When you look at 3-1 win against Liverpool a week ago, they win El Clasico, thrilling version of that great rivalry against Barcelona over the weekend. Now Real Madrid's within a point in La Liga. And Zidane seems to be pulling all the right buttons. And Vinicius Jr. really seems to be emerging the last couple of weeks as a legitimate scoring threat, a guy who can really disrupt defenses with his speed, among other things. Just a terrific player, finally starting to show in the biggest games for the first time that he's legit. I'm not ruling out Liverpool here because they did get the away goal. And we've seen before some pretty magical nights in Champions League at Anfield. You think of the amazing comeback against Barcelona a couple of years ago when Liverpool won 4-0 to turn that one around. So Liverpool's had higher hills to climb than this one against Real Madrid. But this isn't the same Liverpool team as the one we saw a couple of years ago. This is a Liverpool team that has struggled mightily at Anfield, which I never thought I would say, but had a really long streak of consecutive defeats at home. And obviously they don't have fans in the stadium. And that's a huge issue for Liverpool more than for other teams, I think. But right now Zidane seems to be pulling all the right strings for Real Madrid. And I think they're going to advance here.
Grant, if you had to pick a winner of the Champions League right now, Manchester City is the favorite, obviously, right? Plus 160, most likely of the teams in that quadrant to advance to the next round. Chelsea's up next, given the draw that they would play the winner of Real Madrid and Liverpool in the next round. They would be favored against either team. Then we have PSG, Real, Bayern at plus 650. So that's interesting if you think Bayern can come back, because then they'd be reinstalled as the favorites, likely. Liverpool, Dortmund, and Porto. Right now, with what we know, with the results of the first legs in before the second legs are played here this quarterfinal round, who do you like to win the Champions League?
This one's hard, man. I mean, I am going to say Man City. I'm not going to say it with a lot of conviction, just because we haven't seen them actually pull this off yet, despite having some terrific teams over the years. But I think Man City and Bayern have been the best teams in Europe this season. I think Bayern isn't the same team without Robert Lewandowski. We'll see how soon he can get back. He's not going to be available tomorrow, but if Bayern can turn things around against PSG, I would expect to see Lewandowski in the semifinals. If that's against Man City, that would be a semifinal for the ages, Bayern against City. And even PSG against City would be a terrific semifinal. So if Man City is going to win this thing, they're going to have to just face a really difficult set of games to get there. They're going to earn it. But I do feel like that side of the bracket is quite a bit stronger than the other side. So I do feel like the winner of this tournament is going to come from the stronger side. And if I have to pick a team on that stronger side, I'll go with City.
Grant, we've got about 45 seconds left here. I want to close with a non-betting question, but it's something that I find to be really interesting. Are you ready to say that Kylian Mbappe is now the best soccer player in the world, having surpassed Messi and Ronaldo at their advanced age? Is that fair or unfair to say that Mbappe is currently the best player in the world in about 45 seconds?
It's a tough one. You know, I'm not quite ready to say it yet, but I'm getting closer and closer all the time. Mbappe has already won a World Cup with France. And if you look at his goal production during this Champions League, it's been absolutely immense. So he's doing it at club level. If he can win this Champions League and become the World Player of the Year, then I think you, like toward the end of the year, would start to say, yeah, I think he's done enough, but not quite yet. I'm not quite ready to make that move yet.
Well, we are ready to check out Grant's podcast. Want everyone to check it out if you're a soccer fan. Football with Grant Wall. Great interview with American Daryl DK, who's doing big things right now in Barnsley over in the English Championship. Check that out. Football with Grant Wall. Grant, we appreciate you, man. Always love when you come on You Better You Bet, giving us wisdom, analysis. Thank you very much. Enjoy the games the next couple of days, and we look forward to having you on the show again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
That's our buddy Grant Wall here. Love talking soccer with Grant Wall. That's awesome.
Absolutely. A kindred spirit.
Yeah. Okay, take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, Adrian Dater is going to join us to break down NHL trade deadline day. What do we do with the NHL betting market? Adrian's going to tell you next.